Hey, everyone. Thanks for coming up to another edition of Follow the Leader. We've got a great leader today. This is Alicia TV, Alicia Ramsey, but actually known as Alicia TV. And you can see her at alicia.tv, A-L-I-S-H-A.tv, and also at Tell Your Vision. I love this site, TellYourVision.com. Just a real quick about her background. She was formerly known as Captain Ramsey in the U.S. Army. She served 10 years in the military, carried a camera and a tripod in her left hand, an M16 in her right hand. So what she's going to be bringing today is going to be strong, no messing around. I love her personality, love her style, love the work that she's doing. And you guys always know that I love to bring people of integrity and also those who are leading their field. And Alicia is doing that. Alicia, thank you so much for joining us today.
Cheers. Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. Tell us a little bit about your background, how you got started in video.
Well, I've been a storyteller all my life. I can remember when I was 10 years old interviewing my grandma, who, you know, was a World War II. You know, she had immigrated to the United States but lived in Holland at the time and went through World War II. And so I interviewed her at age 10, and I recorded that, and I knew that that's what I was meant to do, is to help tell people's story and to help carry their legacies forward. And I also knew at that age that I wanted to be a broadcast journalist. That was the only job title I had for telling people's story, was to be a broadcaster on TV. And so I just knew that was one of my dreams. My other dream was to be the first in my family to graduate university. And so I continued to pursue those two goals, and I can remember driving home from junior college when my second year, and I heard on the radio, be a broadcast journalist in the Army National Guard. And it was one of those gut-wrenching moments where you know there's no turning back once you've heard that, and you just know that that's what you're meant to do and that this is your answer. You see, I had worked at news stations. I had been a reporter, and I knew that, for me, that was H-E double hockey sticks. I mean, I was like fire, murder, crime, theft, rape every day, and those aren't the stories that I was meant to tell in my life. So right. I just paved a new path, and I joined the Army. Crazy, right? The Army let me tell people's story, and my first assignment was over in Bosnia. I spent a year in Bosnia telling people's stories, and I've been doing it ever since.
One of the things you have on your site that I really love, you say, I'm on a mission to interview the most passionate people on the planet. Is that you? That's so in line.
Yeah.
So many people are out there trying to do something that's significant, but you're really anchored in. You see it so clearly, and I love what you said just a few minutes ago, just about how you were out there telling stories, but not the stories that you were meant to tell. And you're telling stories today through video. Why do you think that video is so critical in today's age, and where do you think it's going from here?
Well, it's funny you mention that, because when I left the Army in 2006, you know, I had I was a captain at that point, and I knew that I was an entrepreneur, and I knew that to continue to pursue my passion in life and to live just my true self, the only way I could do that was to continue my mission to tell people's story. But again, it was a time when online video was new at the time, but I knew that I had to pick up a camera and continue to do what I knew I needed to do. And so I would go out and I would interview people. I would pick up the video camera and film them. The way that I monetized it early on was I knew that businesses needed to tell their story. You see, a lot of people confuse having video with telling your story. Mm-hmm. You see, if you start with telling your story, then marketing just becomes logistics. And if you know and you hone in and you perfect the art of your story, and what I mean by your story is what story your audience needs to hear and wants to hear about you so that they can fall in love with you. And so I developed that into a business, which I call Tell Your Vision. And I go around and I help business owners tell their story first and foremost, and then I have a video production team and crew, and we creatively put that on display for all to see on the World Wide Web. But it doesn't start with video, and I think that's what I really, really want people to take away. It does not start with picking up a camera. It starts with what story are you telling right now, and what story aren't you telling? Because a lot of people miss out on that part. They go right to, I have the best HD camera, my lighting is good, what do I need to wear? And they don't go, well, really, what do people need to know about me and my business in order to become repeat customers, become loyal fans, become people who really love to come back and use me again, and more importantly, refer me on. And so that's what I developed first. And the way that I work with my customers is I tell them, you know, we start with your story. We'll develop videos because you said why is video so critical. Video is critical because it fast forwards your audience through the know, like, and trust process so quickly when it's done right that people fall in love with you, you know, upon pressing play. I mean, from the moment that they press play, they're drawn in, sucked in. You can hear the sucking noise. And people just, they want more, and they want to know more about you. They start Googling you, researching. And how do you do that in print? How do you do that in a photo? You can't, no other medium can do it like video can. And I'm just excited to be able to show people and businesses how they can get people to fall in love with them quickly. And So one other thing to answer the critical question, why is it so critical? It's critical in 2012 more than even ever because everyone is a broadcaster. Everyone is a broadcaster. It doesn't matter if you work for a company or you own your own company. It doesn't matter if you're an author or speaker. It doesn't matter what your position in a company is. You might be the COO, you might be the CEO, you might be the sales manager out there, you know, hitting the concrete. It doesn't matter. You're a broadcaster. You have a voice. People want to know what you're doing in your day-to-day, how you're making things happen. And so anyone can really point, shoot, and post so quickly that everyone has a voice now and everyone can share that voice. And what you're seeing transpire right now is because everyone can pick up an amazing camera and shoot and just post it online, more people are doing it. YouTube is becoming it's huge. It's not going anywhere, and it's actually your friend. It's free. And so you're seeing content get better and better and better, and then you're seeing everyone jump on the bandwagon. But let's go into some ways that they can start doing it. I don't want to just ramble on.
Well, one thing, I just want to repeat this because everybody needs to write this down. I love it. I've never heard it framed this way before. But video fast-forwards your audience through the know, like, and trust process. Guys, that is so critical. I love that. You know, kind of moving into that, how we're going to actually do it, I've got actually a couple of questions here. One is on the side of you mentioned that video is getting better and better. You know, so just how good does the video have to be? Because people are kind of nervous about that. And then the second thing that's really straight from that is what about the people who are very nervous on video? They're scared to death. I'm sure when you're working with business owners, your first few takes, you're just like, okay, relax, calm down here. Let's take this again. You know, what types of ideas and tips, strategies can you give to help people really relax in front of the camera and not get nervous? So the first question is, how good does it need to be? The second is how we really release ourselves.
Yeah, so I think Carrie Wilkerson says it best, the Barefoot Executive, when she says, the best camera you can own is the one you're going to use. And really, that is true, right? I mean, if you have a flip camera and you know how to plug it into your computer once you film it, that really is the camera that you need to have. Right now, with a lot of my video, when you see my interviews and the video that I'm using, I'm really hyped up and super stoked about the DSLR cameras. They look like a huge digital professional still camera, but they shoot video. And the quality of the video is so incredible that that's what I've been using. They use an SD card that I just plug the camera right into my computer, and I start editing those files. The camera does not need to be a DSLR. Those you can run, you know, can run anywhere from $600 to $800 or even more. But I mean, that's what I spend. And so it doesn't have to be DSLR. It doesn't have to be flip. It can be anything that you have currently. A lot of the the cameras that have been sold in the past 1 to 2, possibly 3 years, they have the ability to be plugged into your computer, and you can use those files. The key when you're filming is really this. What story are you telling? When you go on camera, the first thing you have to remember, of course, the technical stuff. Like, is the camera eye level with me? So if I'm filming off my laptop or I'm filming on a tripod, that the camera has to be eye level with me. And that's, I point that out because it's such a pet peeve when people have it, like, too low and you're looking at their nostrils, or too high and you're looking at their forehead, or too close and, like, you're just like, give me some breathing room here. So technically speaking, just make sure your camera's eye level. Make sure it's, you know, it's about, it can be about 5 feet from you, and you'll still get good audio even without a microphone. And you want to make sure your lighting is good. So with a quick technical tip about lighting, natural light is great. I love just going outside, and filming. If you're going to film inside your office, one of my good friends, Gina Paris, we just set up a set. I created a set inside her office. And I love filming at my clients' houses because I can set up an actual set for them that they can reuse. Use something close to your house. So if you go outside, just go outside near your house, like, and film there all the time and have the same place and the same location every time. Or if you're filming inside your house, you know, use the same area. And just really focus on your story. Now, here's what you do when you start filming, when you actually press record and go. You have to know a few things before you press record. What you have to know is, number one, what is your what do you call yourself? Like, who are you? What is your identity? I'm Alicia TV. So whenever I go on a video, you're going to see, hey, everybody, I'm Alicia TV, and this is the Alicia TV show. You know, or I have a new show coming out called 3 Minutes and Change. I say, hey, everybody, I'm Alicia TV. Welcome to 3MinutesandChange.com. This is a show. Every episode's 3 minutes and will help inspire you in your life. So know what your name is, like what you call yourself. You don't have to have a pen name like me. You can just use, you know, my name's Sally Johnson. You can call me Sally, and, you know, this is who I am. So give me a little brief, quick little thing. And in those first couple seconds, oh, my gosh, people are already deciding whether or not they're going to tune you out. So one of the things I see people doing to try and hype up their videos is they're putting in these quick little intros, like with music and like a little animated thing. The worst thing you could do is like keep me suspended in time to watch this little animated thing that tells me nothing, and in order to watch you. So the best thing people can do when they flip on the camera is go ahead, tell me your name, tell me what the video is going to be about. So while you are introducing yourself, hey, my name's Alicia TV. At the bottom of my video, you'll actually see a title for what the video is going to be about. So top three things you need to I don't know. I'm just trying to pull up something. Top three things you need to do to sear meat or to cook meat at the proper temperature if I have a cooking show. Like, tell me what the video is about. Lists are always great. So top three secrets to this, or give me a hook. Do you know what I mean by hook? Like a tease. Like, give me a tease while I'm getting you there, introducing you to myself. And those two elements have to be in every single show you do. The other thing about video is don't do one. Like, if your whole plan is just to get one video on your site, like, you're missing the plot. you're missing the plot because people want to fall in love with you, and it's really hard to do in one video because what happens is you try to turn that video into, like, the whole enchilada, and really it's just like the refried beans. Do you know what I mean? Like, I want the whole enchilada, but I don't want it in one video. So they try and put all their goods and all their information in one video and who they are and what they're about and what they – and you're just like, really? Like, just tell me – get me in, get me out, and give me some value. So, hey, I'm Alicia TV. Welcome to the Alicia TV show. You see a slate at the bottom that tells you what the video is about. I go right into, in the next 2 minutes, I am going to give you all the goods about cooking with the enchilada, cooking the best enchilada on the planet. And then I tell them why. Because I don't just go into, you know, you're going to need these ingredients, it's going to take you this long to cook it. If I don't get them sucked into, why the heck am I the one teaching them an enchilada? Like, they could watch, you know, Emeril, you know, let's kick it up a notch. Like, they'd rather watch him than me. So I say, you know, enchiladas, I am like, I'm a white girl, I'm like, I think there's a little Mexican living inside me somewhere because I am addicted to Mexican food. I speak Spanish, and I grew up in California, so that pretty much makes me qualified. But I can eat literally an enchilada every day of my life. And so I'm going to teach you my favorite recipe about enchiladas because I consider myself an enchilada connoisseur. Now people are like, who is this crazy girl talking about enchiladas? She's not Hispanic, but she's trying to teach me her favorite recipe because she's just super stoked about enchiladas. And now you can go into, all right, this recipe is going to take you 5 minutes, or 50 minutes rather, and here's the ingredients you need, here's how long it'll take, and I want to show you a quick picture of me eating it. I'm going to fast forward to the end so you can see how good it looks before you decide if you're going to watch the rest of this video. And then, boom, I go into ABC, and I'm out, you know, peace out. So those are the elements you need to really get people into your video. It's who are you, what are you going to tell them, why the heck are you the one telling them that, and then go into the goods, leave them with value, and repeat, repeat, repeat. I say 3 to 5 videos to get you, your audience, really into who you are and what you're about. So
cool.
That's a lot.
Love it. I love that outline. That is dead on and so easy to reproduce, too, because I know when I'm thinking about videos, it's pretty easy for me just to sit down and go through some points, but I'm not always thinking about that ID. I'm not always thinking about giving them that reason why and really hook them in. So this is going to help me a ton. I know that everybody listening, it's going to be super for them as well. Other things you mentioned there that, yeah, that I really love is just your energy and your passion. And that's got to be one of the keys to really releasing yourself in video is that you're talking about things not from the standpoint of I'm out here trying to make some money or make a dollar, but you're talking about them because you are passionate about them and they are part of your story.
Yeah, okay, so you just reminded me. 2 quick other things. 1, it is about them. So sometimes I'm even learning this, but, you know, when I help my customers or my clients, I get them to remember that you're talking to one person at a time. You're not talking to, like, you're not on the Oprah Winfrey Show talking to a live studio audience, but you're talking to one person behind one computer at a time online. So it's you. Use the reference you a lot. So I'm going to show you how to do this. You know, you don't want to say, I'm going to show you all, because it's not you all. It's you. And the other thing is, when you do your intro, oh, my gosh, this is so important. This is so key. Like, you can cut and edit and chop, you know, all throughout your video. But do not do it. Do not do it at the beginning. Like, if you mess up your intro, press stop. And go film it again. And if you mess up, press stop and go film it again until, hey, I'm Alicia TV. This is the, you know, best cooking show on the internet. I'm going to show you in the next few minutes how to cook an enchilada. And the reason why is this. If you can just get through that, just get through that, and then when you start doing other cuts of showing the ingredients and other cuts of showing them and making it all fast because cooking segments have to be sped up, then you can cut, but do not cut at the beginning. I watched a cooking show the other day. They were asking for advice on, you know, how well they did with their online show. And in the beginning, there were, like, 3 edits, and she couldn't even get her name out and the name of the show and, like, what she was doing. And I already – and then even before she said her name, she showed me a little intro that was just silly and it didn't have any purpose. And my heart went out, and I told her, you know, you got to infuse you – People are leaving out themselves, and I think that's the biggest thing.
Well, and I see this all the time just in marketing and in business. So many people are trying to find that answer or that system that allows them to leave themselves out. They're trying to overcome their insecurity or all of these things to feel like, if I can pull myself out of the equation, everything will be better. Instead of saying, you know what, if I will become who I really am and really release that, that's what is going to attract people, and that is what's going to make people want to be around me, and that's what makes people buy. You've probably heard this 1,000 times, is that, you know, people buy the first time because of the product, and from then on out, they always buy because of the person. And we've got to be ourselves and release ourselves. Video is a great way to do that. So if someone's getting started with video, go ahead.
I have two you know, options for them. So if they're in that position, Paul, where they're trying to get themselves out of the video equation, because it's a scary place. I mean, I have speaker clients that tell me I can speak in front of 1,000 people, but you get me in front of that little camera and I'm freaked out because I know it's being recorded. I know I can watch it again, and I don't like the way I look on camera. So I have two options, okay? One of them is to get someone with you on camera who's not afraid. Okay, get someone on camera with you. So you kind of do an interactive type of a video where it's two people, not one, and then that person will help you forget that the camera's there, and you can just be yourself. Because the worst thing you could do is freeze on camera and not be yourself. And you're like, you don't talk like that when I chat with you, but when you're on camera, you're like. And so the other option is, if you're just really not a video person, but you still want to market yourself, then you get someone who's on your team, or you find them who's just as super passionate as you are, and you help them brand their identity for your product or your person, and eventually they can bring you in and tell, you know, they can be your, my friend says, your pimp. They can be your pimp and kind of like promote you, right? They can kind of like say, you know, here's my main man. He's the one who's been behind this from the get-go. He's the one who started this, you know, and so you get someone who can not be you, but who can represent your business or your product, because the worst thing you want to do is hate, right? Hate being on camera, and you're forcing yourself.
Right.
So just find the people who love it, like me, and then the other thing is Paul, I just added a third one real quick. Get a videographer or a person. Like when I work with my clients, I just sit and have them chat with me. I sit like next to the camera. I make them forget the camera. I just have them have a conversation with me, and it so sets their mind at ease. They act, you know, they're talking with a friend now. They're not talking to a camera, and so have someone sit next to the camera. Or have a videographer who gets that, who understands that, you know, if you hire a videographer and they're like, well, we've got 30 minutes to shoot and you need to come in and film this and blah, 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 then they're not the right person, because, you know, they don't understand that you're not a professional, you know, news anchor or host, and you have to work into a rhythm. And so that's the biggest thing when I work with people. It's like you got to get them in the zone, in the rhythm, and then they'll be able to recreate that on their own in the future. So find the person who cares about you. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and early on, people are kind of nervous about seeing their videos. But once they hit that rhythm, they're like, I want the world to see this. How do I get this out there? So do you have any suggestions to help people really get noticed quickly with their videos once they're ready to really release it fully to the world?
Yeah, so, you know, I study these videos. Like, I'm crazy studying these videos. I study the top 100 YouTubers, every single one of the 100 YouTubers, not just a couple. I've studied Gary Vaynerchuk from the very first episode he ever did of Wine Library TV all through the current episodes of his new program. I've studied Oprah from 1986 to present. And what I found is that the person you saw from episode one is not the person that you saw when everyone started to know who they were. Mm. And what that means is, like Gary Vaynerchuk, if you look at episode one and then you fast forward to episode 25, you look at the number of views he got, his intro changed, right? So the thing I tell you is, the advice I would give you is, just start somewhere. Start somewhere. And even that intro will get better over time. It will evolve over time. And so just start somewhere. Gary Vaynerchuk, you know, the first one, he's like, hi, I'm Gary Vaynerchuk, and this is Wine Library TV. And he would just ramble on. And, you know, 50 episodes in, he's like, hey, everybody, I am Gary Vaynerchuk, and this, my friends, is the Thunder Show. And like two different people, but he had to start somewhere in order to build that confidence and change his intro over time. So it's like 80% solution. When you point and shoot the camera, the first one might be a bit rough, and that's okay. Get your little intro down until it doesn't have to be cut into a million pieces. Go, and the other thing is, And this is like my biggest tip ever. It's not a tip. It's a lifestyle. It's a way you have to be. When just as you are on stage as a speaker, when you're on camera, you have to be yourself, but you have to turn it up. Turn up your energy. Turn up maybe even the volume. Just like turn it up, because the camera kind of sucks a little bit away. And eventually when it goes through the lens and through the computer screen and through the speakers, some of that energy gets dulled down to the person watching you. And so you have to turn it up. So if you're feeling lethargic, tired, and, you know, you have to go on camera, you got to get into the camera space, that energy. That, and so, you know, go slam a Red Bull or something, but get there, get in that energy, get in that space. Go do some jumping jacks, some push-ups, and whatever you want to do, jog a couple times real funny, kind of pretend you're like punching in the air like Rocky, and get that energy, that blood flowing, because that's what's going to suck your viewers into you really, really fast. The other thing that's going to allow your videos to really, really take off is do the intro, like I said, in the first few seconds. Like, they need to know what's in it for them. You know, the whole what's in it for them is like, that's everything in video. It's everything. It's why they even pressed play to begin with. It's why they're there. It's not about you. It's not about necessarily what color tie you have on. It's like, what value is this joker going to bring me today? And that's what they're thinking. And so if you film your videos like that, you're like, man, what goods can I give them today? I want to teach them my best stuff. Which leads me to your content. You want to give them your best. Give them your best stuff. This year, I'm launching Alicia TV, and every week, I'm going to be, you know, showing people all the resources I use, all the ways that I film, and all my scripts, and the way I interview people, and questions I have. I'm going to be sharing everything, because why should I keep that to myself? Like, I want everybody to be a broadcaster and use their own voice to promote their passions and to you know, continue to grow their business. And so I'm not going to keep that to myself. So everyone listening today, if you're listening to this right now, go out and find out what value can you give to someone's life. You already know it. You don't even need to go research online, like, what value should I bring these people today? Like, you already know it. So jot it down, literally, in a quick little list. Every one of those things jotted down can become a new little quick video. And that is how you get started. It's like the things you're most passionate about, there are other people that are just as passionate about you, about those things, I mean, and they will love you. They will love you for it. Another way to get people to fall in love quickly with you is to humanize your story and your business. And what that means is humanize. It doesn't matter if it's you might wear your hair a funky way, you might be retro vintage and put funky things on your blazer. You might have a funky background behind your video. Gary Vaynerchuk, he used to have these little wrestlers in his videos, and he used to have a chalkboard, and he'd write a new quote or something new on his chalkboard every video. And then the third thing that he would do is, wrestlers. Oh, he had a New York Jets mug.
Yeah, and he had those
table.
Thundercats on there.
Yes, exactly. See, you even remember that. And so he humanized wine, Library TV, but really he humanized himself. So people fell in love with him because even if they liked one of those things, that was really important. So on my set, you'll see vintage TVs. I'm a kind of a vintage retro type of person. I do my hair in a retro way. And I'm me. So don't be afraid to be yourself and do funky things. Like, I also love old records, like, you know, LPs, like albums, and so I have those all on my wall behind my set. And that just shows me. Like, I'm not afraid to show that. Even though I'm talking about video or I'm interviewing amazing people, I still want to humanize things because I love to have fun on camera. So no matter what you love – well, Paul, let me ask you, what types of things would you use in your video to humanize yourself?
Well, let me think. You know, I'm so normal that it'd be a challenge. But I'll usually use things like golf. I've got golf usually in the background. I travel a lot, so I have some of that in the background. I love – one thing I haven't done that I need to bring out, I've got a lot of old vintage stuff of Earl Nightingale, old 45s, some of the old collectibles that I've just never even used. And when you hit that, I thought, man, I need to bring that out because that's a big core of who I am. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Love it.
And make jokes. Like, show people what a record player looks like and call yourself old school and tell people why you even like him in the first place. And get people, because you're humanizing you, and people will love you for it. And you'll see more comments on Facebook and Twitter about your video when you do those things than even when you do some of the most, what you think are the most amazing things, because you're humanizing yourself. And and that's kind of, that's what we're going to. It's like people will fall in love with you when you're just you. And that's the biggest thing in these videos. It's like, if you do a cooking segment, like, tell me why you're sharing that recipe. Tell me your grandma made it. I don't care. Just, like, tell me something. Or if, you know, you're doing a show about why you should do this particular thing in video, for example. Like, I'll tell you a story about when I worked with a client and why, you know, how we came up with that, or the behind-the-scenes story of what brought that video about. People love behind the scenes. They want to know. If you have a business tip, I know a lot of your viewers, Paul, they have, you know, online businesses, and they promote things online. So tell me how you stumbled across your genre or your niche. Tell me the niche story. Like, are you kidding me? Like, tell me the niche story. If you don't tell me the niche story about why you got into that niche, like, forget it. You're missing the plot. And that goes back to telling your story. So I'm super passionate about that. And I think that's, I'm the most passionate about the story thing, because people will love you for it, for just telling that stuff.
Love it. Love it. Great stuff. I think you've overloaded us today with possibilities, ideas, concepts. I'm pumped up about it. I know it's going to help me so much. I know it's going to help everyone who's listening to this and will listen in the future as well. Well, tell us one more time how to get in touch with you so everybody can follow you and see your work.
Yeah, absolutely. You can subscribe to my channel on YouTube and leave comments on YouTube. That really helps me out. You can find me at alicia.tv, and at that website, you'll be able to see the new shows I have coming out. You can contact me, and I can help anyone with advice on how to build their own show.
Awesome. Well, Alicia, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Cheers.
All right, everyone, be blessed. As always, success is not an accident.